Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Yisrael ben Naftali Zichrono Levracha.
Bava Basra Daf Chav Beis. Moide Rifuna Breide Bishuah Bereich Lenamachzirim Bayaris. Even though you could be makiv someone else from selling things in your city, by a reichel you can't be makiv because as a tikkun lel Yisrael she reichs a mazirim by yoris kedei she tachshita mitzoyin lebnais Yisrael. Ani mili leedure. Aber lekuye loy to be kavei and not vitzurvim in abonon hu afilu lekuye nami. As the Beis Yosef in Simen Kuf Nun Vav is a shayla. The Gemara says, in the Hemshech, it's Shaloi Kehilchas Adis Heter. And Rashi explains, Rabbeinu Gershom, that it's Lefnei Mishuras Hadin. That which he led a Talmud Chacham to be Kavua is a Lefnei Mishuras Hadin. Frek the Beis Yosef, how could we go Lefnei Mishuras Hadin for a Talmud Chacham if we're causing a hefsid to the Meichrim? How could we Machayev the Meichrim to do something which is Lefnei Mishuras Hadin? As the Beis Yosef Muha from this sugya, that all these archakas over here are mid Rabbanon. That which Rabbanon said, you could stop someone from selling next to you is a din Rabbanon. So it's a din Rabbanon, it's not a grace of Shail. Rabbanon said by Talmid Chachamim, you should let him. But if you learn it's a din Raisa, as how could you be makel by a Talmud Chacham and say Lefnim Mishur Sadin? That's for the Beis Yosef. There's some sefer we saw in Choshem Mishpat that learns that he's Machia from Ramah. This is a din daraisa, these dinim, because he says you could even be Moitzi Mishum Gezel to give back the money. As he answers the Shiloh of the Beis Yosef, that over here, even though the Etzem Adin is daraisa, but Masan HaKosov L'Chachomim, it's not Mefurish in the Torah, what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do, when you're allowed to be ma'akiv. So you have to say, Masana Kosov l'chachamim. The Torah gave over the dinim to the Chachamim, that they should be koyvei the dinim. As being that there's a Masana Kosov l'chachamim, as the Chachamim could decide that for a Talmud Chacham will be makel. As there's a digduk in the Gemara, the Rabbeinu Yoina, in Kinnir the Torah Medayik, that we only find the Kula by a Talmud Chacham by a Reichel. We don't find it by all other jobs. L'chayr by all jobs, the Talmud Chacham that comes there, we should be Mekel. But we don't see it, we only see it by a Reichel, explains the Rabbeinu Yoina, because a Reichel, Be'etzem, we already matter. Mishum Takana says, but we only matter L'duri V'loy Likvuye. On that, you could say a Talmud Chacham, He can't be ledure as we matim likvuye, as the whole heter of a Talmud Chacham is only likvuye, but only matim, because anyway there's a heter midin takana that he could go ahead and that a reichel could sell from ir acheres. Abeluye another job that there's no heter to sell in ir zeh. The fact that he's a Talmud Chacham is not enough to be matim the iser of staring someone else's chius. As only over here with Saivaside is a heter lehidure, as then for a Talmud Chacham, we're Mekel also likvuye. But we Mekel for a Talmud Chacham legamri to do a business which someone else is not allowed to do, that we wouldn't do. What's the reason for the heter for a Talmud Chacham? As the Lashon of the Gemara is given the Rabbanan in Uasu Leturdu Migrusayu. What's the pshat? As the Rabbeinu Yain is Meduyik, that it's Mishum Bidol Taira. Lidach Gisa Rashi also says, Shaloi Darko Lehedure, because he's Torah Vigrasayu. L'choira over here, it's totally together with Talmud Chacham, and someone that's Isaac is Torah Vigrasayu. We don't find over here that we gave him Mivchan, we asked him, what's his Darg of Yediyah Satira? So over here, it's a din in Tarid Begusayu. It's not a din in Yediyah Satir. It's a din in a person who's Tarid Begusayu, like it's Meduyik in the Gemara. So this is the first heter, the heter of a Talmud Chacham, Likvuye. The Gemara then continues and says, Hani Amurai de Aisa Amra Lufum Nara Asubne Masi Kam Akvale Asukamidev Kanam Dinu de Makvilaihu. You came from another city, as they could be ma'akiv on you. Amle Islan Ashroy, Amle Zilzvanu Shir Chayusaihu, Ade Kris Ashroy Didhu Vazlisu. As he was matter for them, that they should be able to have Chius. As what's the problem? The problem is they're Nebuchol. As he should have been matter them for to go collect stucco. Now the connection in the Gemara is that when do we say you could stop someone from coming into your city and selling things? It's a question of making panasa, making revachim. Then you have a source to be makivim. Abeluya, he's selling things kedei that he should have his bare necessities for life, his kedei chiyusa. As then, Avada, he could do that anywhere. Chazal wouldn't give anyone a schus, or even in Daraisa, there's no such schus to be Moneya person from having what he needs for Kitei Panasasai. The whole din to stop someone from selling is, don't make Ravachim over here when I'm already here. But to live, that you have a schus to do anywhere. And there, what we see in the Rimagash and Chofala from Edbeis, that he says by a dog, that even if you argue on Rav Huna, but it only allows you to be misparnis in a makom where someone else is misparnis, if you're letting the other person be misparnis. But if you're taking away his parnasa lagamri, that he won't have any chiyus, as then, avad, you can't do it. So over there, the Rimagash is going the other way, when you're taking away the other person's chiyus. Of shneim inyan echad, that everyone has a right to have chiyus, everyone has a right everywhere to have chiyus, that no one could ever take away from someone else. The Gemara then continues, and the Gemara says that Udimi Minadoy Asa Gergusa Gregoris Bisfina Amale Resh Gelusala Rabba Pukhazi Tsubraman Abananu Nakat Le Shuka. As he is mavur in the Gemara, that for a Talmud Chacham, you hold up the shuk kedei that he should be able to sell his things. As the shaila is, what's the reason why you hold up the shuk? As l'chayr, there's a shinui in the Rishonim. The Rosh over here learns it's mishum bittul Torah. If you're gonna make him go sell, it's gonna be a battle from his Torah. The Rambam and Abbas and Perik Dalid Mishnah Hay. When he lists off things, normally the Rambam Shita is that you're not allowed to use your Kavadat Torah, Mishtamish B'Tagah Cholif. Vezok the Rambam, there's Gevisoy Fanim, where Mishum Kavadat Torah, you're allowed to do different things. And bring the Rambam, Agamar as a marshal, that you're Nakat Leishuka, he brings the Gemara before in Perikama that we had, that a Talmud Chacham is Potter from the Mass. As the Rambam brings it, midin kavra taira, not midin bittel taira. The Koyvich Yurim, yes, a shayla. Hari over there in the Gemara by the Ptur Mimas, the Rimagash and the other Rishainim say, it's tali in tarasu yum nasai. It's not tali in his yediyah sataira. As Hakam in the Gemara over here, it's tali in his yediyah sataira. Lachaira, Talmud Chacham is somebody who's Isaac Balimut. As L'chayra, you could answer the Raya, the Kasha of Rebbe Chanan, that over here is talking about someone that comes from a different city. As how are you supposed to know if it's Tairasi Yom Nasai? In Bishlam, when he lives in your city, like over there by a mass, the person lives in your city, as you know who he is, you know who's Tairasi Yom Nasai. But we were talking about a visitor from a different place. As Mechates, it's Tairasiyum Nasai. And we say he asked them questions to know if it's Tairasiyum Nasai. Vem is Gamlafi the Rush, that it's Mishum Bittel Taira. As what is he asking him questions for? L'chayra, the Shail is he learn all the time or not? As it could be he doesn't know Tairis, but he learns all the time. The Tairis is the Zelbezach, meaning over here we don't know if he learns all the time. We ask him a question of learning, because that'll be a simit of a person who learns all the time. It's if he knows different things in Limut. But Davka over here, you find that you're asking because it was someone who you don't know. So you have to have some way of getting knowing if he's a Talmud Chacham or not. As thus is the Shinui in the Rishayim. The Rosh learns it's Mishum Bittel Taira. The Rambam and others learns it's Mishum Kavara Taira. The Shail is, he wasn't hold the shuk for him and he lost his Gregorius. As Rabbi Yosef said, that Hashem is going to be Teveya the Oina that he did to you, that he was Mavaza you. As the Shaila is, what's the Bizayin? Harry, he asked him a question and he didn't know. As there's a Shinui, the Mashal learns that it was because he was Tafik Le Besandalay. That was a Bizayin. But the Ritva learns it was because he asked him an unfair question. He asked him a question in Yoni Tyrus. As and he brings the Gemara and Bamitzir Kuf Yudalid, that not everyone in those times were Bekiyim Betairis. It was hard enough to be Baki and Hezikim. As he asked him in the Masechta, is that even Talmidei Chachamim didn't know. As it's not a good Shaila. He should ask them something in things that Talmidei Chachamim learned. As the Gemara's Mavur, that Rabbi Yosef's Kpeda was because he didn't treat him with the proper covet. Aber, the Gemara continues, Revada Barab, Rabbi Yosef Amano Noshed and Allah Taisa, Reb Dimon Rado Amano Nashte, the Afsid Gregorius Didi. As Reb Dimi says, the reason why he was Manishim wasn't because of Kavarat Taira, but because he caused them to have sin moment. As Kaidim called, why wasn't Reb Dimi Makbid on the Kavarat Taira? Thus is Parshid, a person has to be an Anav. He shouldn't be Makbid on his own covet. As if Yosef was Makbid on the covet Talmud Chacham of a different Talmud Chacham. Reb Dibi Alein is not going to be Makbid on his own covet. As in the Chayvah Salvavish, you should have the Midah Vishtachbus, any Matziv, anyone's Vavazi, you don't care. As what was he Makbid on? He was Makbid on the Hefsin Mamin. The Tzarek Bir, the Chayrab, Talmud Chacham is Makbid on a Hefsin Mamin. God, his head's not into Mamin. He doesn't live there. Why was he so Makbid? Emes, those is Pashas Vayetze with Yaakov's Pachim Ktanim. Of the Knech is, the Chavetz Chaim is Masbir. Because for Talmidei Chachamim, every money they have, as they don't have to work, they're able to learn. As Kum Derais, when a Talmud Chacham doesn't have money, he has to go be Mevatel from his Torah to be able to make money. As Kum Derais, that which a Talmud Chacham is losing money, is losing Torah, is losing a Chelik of Chaim, is losing this man, which is a Chelik of a person's Chaim. As that's what was Mafriya him, not the Etzim Ibur HaKesef. But the evil of Zman for learning Torah, which is the Etzem HaChaim. Chaim Shulevitz used to say that by the Goyim, the expression is time is money. He said by Un's expression is money is time. And to make money, you have to spend time. Who has time to make to do such things? One Mohad Gosh in the Gemara, you see the Kpeda on a covered Talmud Chacham, how careful you have to be. The Bar brings different stories that he was a Nashte. In each seer, it wasn't such a terrible Nakuda what he did. Now the Vard is a Kaddish Baruch Hu's Medaktik, a Tzadikim, Machud HaSaira. As even though he had an excuse, he came later of Nachman because he was someone asked him a Shaila learning. Nachman could prepare by himself. You see in the Gemara how careful you have to be makbid on the covet of Talmidei Chachamim, that chas v'shalom any pkam should come to out from you to and should be bizayin to a Talmud Chacham. In the Mishnah, the next Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Misha, the second chelik of the Mishnah, Hachaloynes, Bein Milmalon, Bein Milmaton, Bein Mekenegdon, Arba Amis. That a person has to be marked from the Chaloyn, Bein Milmalon, Bein Mekenegdon, Arba Amis. As Rashi says, Misha Yechalonois Psuchim Lechotzech Averoi Ruchzik B'davizeh Shalosh Shanim Bal Bal Kotzos Am Livnoi Sarech L'Sharen Dalet Amis. As Rashi learns that this tefillah that you have, that you shouldn't build a kaisel next to your chaloin, to block your chaloin, is only if you are muksik in the chaloin. As Frexik the Shailan Rashi, that why is this different from all tefillahs nezakin? In all tefillahs nezakin, the halacha is you're allowed to be toiveim, even if you didn't have a chazak and all the other mishnayis, even if you're a muchzik, you'd be teveim, not to be mazik you. As why is a chalon different? You can only be teveim if you're a muchzik. There's two ways of learning in the Rashi. One way of learning, which that's a mahalach is mavur, the Rabbeinu Yoina, the Rashbo, v'yashaloi midas Rashi, or you could learn Rashi that way, that Be'emes, the taina of Kadesh Shalo Ya'apel, is a mechudesh diga taina. Now, what's the reason why you're moneying him not to bring his kaisel? Because if he's going to bring his kaisel and put it next to your chaloin, as he's going to be ma'apel, cause that you don't have light. It's be'emes, why is he meshubid to give you light? Hare, it's his field. He could do whatever he wants in his field. He's bringing his kaisel. His kaisel is not being mazik you, just it's being moinea you to use the light that comes through his field. Das ist nicht kein mazik. As mechetesi has a schus, you have a schus to man him, to let you have light go through his kaisel, go through his rishus. As mishum zeh, therefore Rashi has to learn that it's talking about where you are mazik. As the Ben Yana speaks out two Absharas, either because you are machzik, as therefore we say he was koinet, or the Etzim Chazaka shows that he gave him an Asinus Rishus. Oh, here's Mavur Chiddush, and an Asinus Rishus to have a chaloin gives you a schus also in the area in Pliny's Chotzer that he can't build a kaisel on it, meaning that it's nitzrach for the chaloin. As a Maisa Kinyan on the Chaloin, blives a Maisa Kinyan on the Yenim's Chotze too. Yeah. You have to learn al derech the Ksais that there's a Kinyan of being Mishtamish. As being that over here, you're being kind of lit rak the Tashmishai to use it, as there's a Kinyan of Shimush. As using your Chaloin and using that veer of Yenim's Rishus, as being that you're using Yanim's Rishus to get Avir, it's Kilu you did a Maisa Kinyan in Yanim's Rishus. Ah. This is the Rabbeinu Yaina. This is one Chiddush. And the Rabbeinu Yaina also, you see Hadgasha. L'choira, all he has a Chazak on is in the Chaloin. He opened the Chaloin, but he didn't physically do anything in the other person's Rishus. As why is it called he's Muchzik in the Karka of Pliny that you can't build a Kaisel on it? As you see over here, Gracie said that when a person is machzik in the chaloin, being that the chaloin needs the avir of the rishus chaveroi, as a chazok in a chaloin is a maisa chazoka in the rishus chaveroi too. As thus is the malach of the Rabbeinu Yain in the Rashba, that the reason why you need a chazoka over here is because Kadesh Lo Yafel is not a tvius nezakin, it's a schus mishum chazaka. Be'emes Rashi on Dav Zayin is meduyik like b'kedivrayim. Rashi says that you need a chazaka because otherwise he could say, "I'm mishtamish b'toich shali. How could you be my neyami?" As lefi divrayim, it comes out that this din of chaloin is not a din of tvius archokas nezakin. And be'emes, kain is mefurish in the Ritva on Chav Beis Amid Beis. The Ritva over there handles, the Gemara says that the Mishnah over there is like Rabbi Yasi, as the Rishayim Amidayik, the Gemara, that all the Mishnah is a koidim are like Rabbi Yasi also. The Rishayim Amatriach to be Masber, why every Mishnah is Giri Delay. The Ritva says in our Mishnah, you don't have to be Masber, that it's Giri Delay. The reason why in our Mishnah Yom Chuyiv is because it's he did a kinyan. He was zeichen et midin chazaka. Ayidei a kinyan. It's not Mishum Harchokas Nezakin. As thus is one mahalach of learning in Rashi, that's why you need Chazaka. However, Lefi Zeh, that which Rashi says you need Chazaka is only going on the din of Kenegdon. You can't put a Koysel Keneged a Chaloin because you're going to be Maplet. Masha'en gain the other dins of Mamalon Lemilmata, when that Mamish is Mishum Hezekriya, as over there it's a regular Achaka, as it doesn't need a Chazaka. Was Lemaisa Chaim Mefurish, and there Rebbeinu Yoina, that only by Kadesh Lo Yapel you need a Chazaka. But Rashi is meduyik not that way. L'divya maschal of Rashi is chaloinis. And Rashi's meduyik, he's going on all the chaloinis. And if filu hachi Rashi says, you need a huchsik. And this is one hara. So the chayrin Rashi is mashma, there's another reason for the chazaka of the Mishnah. This is Ha'ara 1. You have to know what could be Nachab Shat. Meaning it's true. Rashi does hold the Rebbeinu Yoina. Kachas Mefurish and Rashi and Av Zayin. But that's not enough to be Mazmer the Mishnah. Rashi's Mashma also, by the other ones, Mamala Mamata, you also need the Chazaka. Why over there do you need the Chazaka? That's one Shaila. Another Shaila is on Taisis. Taisis on Av Zayin is Cholek on Rashi. Taisis learns that Kadesh Lo Yafel doesn't need a Chazaka. Taisis is Masber, not by Stama Polo, but you map the Gamri, you make it totally dark. As Taisis Mavur, it's called a Mazik, even without a Chazaka. Kach Mefurish and Taisis Yeshanim. You're just being Mainei of the light from going in. But being the Al Yedei, you're being Mainei of the light. He can't be Mishtamish Bechlal. As Kum Techais. That's called you being mazikim, kach mavur and taisis. And there's a grace of makkah from that, from the shalosh tshuvos harash and kuf ches. When he wants to explain why all the mishnayos are like giri, as the rush says, because when you pasei chachaloin in your mapel, that's also called giri delay. If the var in the mishnah is mishum kinyan and schusim, as we already saw, the ritva says you don't have to come on to giri delay. Mavur and the Rush learns like Taisis, that it's Nechshav Lagiri, that it's a din of Mazik, as if it's a din of Mazik, so you have to say over here that it's Nechshav Kigiri. As Lachar, we have a Machlegis, if Baya Chaloin, Kadesh Alay Yapil, is that called Achokas Nezakin? And Taisis learns it's Midin Achokas Nezakin. Rashi, the Rebbeinu Yain, and the Rajba learn it's not. God, there's a little dik in the Mishnah, more geshmak like Taisis, because the Mishnah puts the din of Milmala Milmata together with the din of Kenegdan. Milmala Milmata is zicha midin harchokas nezakim. The Mishnah puts it all together. It's mashma, it's all one din. It's better with Taisis that everything is mishum harchokas nezakim. However, is the grace is steer in Taisis. Taisis on the test says that the tfiyah in the Mishnah is only when you're muchzik. When you're not muchzik, you don't have a tefiyah. As Lechari had his shim with Taisan Dav Zayin. Taisan Dav Zayin says you don't need a chazaka. And Taisan Dav Nut asks Mavura that you need a chazaka in the Mishnah. As Lechari, the Diak in Rashi, the Stir in Taisis, vises of Nochem Mahalach in Rashi, where Rashi holds that over here you only could be Teveh Archaka if you're a muchzik. As we'll start off by Oifen HaKal. If the Mish is talking about Chaloinis with his Hezekriya, Nainu Chaloinis Lamata Midalad Amis, where he could look through and be Mazik someone with Hezekriya. As over here, Rashi held, being that you're Mazik the other person, Al Yedei Chaloin, with Hezekriya, as im ken, you can't be toivei him not to build a koisel and be mazik you. Because Yenna tell you, you don't have a schus to have your chaloin here bechlal. You're a mazik. I could be toivei you to be soisim your chaloin. As what are you coming with tvias archoka on a shimush, a chaloin, that you don't have any right bechlal to have because you're being mazik me ayidei the chaloin. As come the chayz, being that there's a tvias archaka on the chalayin, the bala chalayin to be soiger is chalayin, as im kain, as the bala chalayin can have a tvias archaka on the other one. As a mele, Rashi has to learn we're talking about where you're a muxik on all the chalayinis. As being that you're a muxik on all the chalayinis, you have a right to have the chalayin there. As if you have a right, a schus to have the chalayin there, as then you can mand the other person achaka that he shouldn't be mazik your chalayin. As lefize comes out, by all three tziyurim, you need to say it. As thus is by a chalayin that you're mazik behezik riya. What will be by a chalayin lemaila midalit amis that you're not mazik behezik riya? L'chayru, the steamish rashi is mashra, by all chalayinis you need a chazaka. As with that, you can be mazbe al pi the gemara later on in Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara over there is Mavur that the reason, even by a chaloin, Lamaila Midalit Amis, Me'ikida Dina, he could be my name from being Paiseach Chaloin. Only Mishim Koifin also, me this time, you can't be my name from being Paiseach Chaloin. So what's the Pshat? Azokra Beki Veger. Because Be'emes, when you open your chaloin, you're using the avir of Yenim's Rishus. As being that you're taking Yenim's avir, he could be my name, you would say, I don't let you use my avir. Rizu Yechidish Abba. Karkosib Rebbe Kivega. So maybe you have to come on to Koifin Aysalmi this time. That's the reason why he has a schus to open a chaloin without Hezekriya. As Lefizeh. Even a chaloin where there's no hezekriya, we have to come on to kaifin oisalmi this time. As they say, if you're opening your chaloin, in Betzem, he could stop you. Why can't he stop you? Because kaifin al me this time. As now you're going to come to him and mon him, don't build a kaisel. He says, it's not me this time anymore. I'll tell you, close your chaloin. The whole me this time is because I'm not losing. But over here, I'm losing it. You're being preventing me from building a kaisel. Boy, you could say, b'yesa amkus. If your whole schus to be is only midin koifin al midas time, kum dechais, you don't have a schus be'etzim to be. No vas, I'm letting you als koifin al midas time. I would say you don't have a schus to man hachaka from a zah schus ishtamshish, which is only als koifin al midas time. It's not a real schus to be here. As lefiza kum dechais, in all chalainis, bein if you mazik bezik riya, bein not, you have to come on to chazaka, to man hachokas nizakin. As lefize, you be able to be miyashiv, the stira in Daisis sin. Taisis on Dav Zayin is talking about a tzir of Achen Shecholku. But the Ramban learns on Dav Zayin Amid Beis, by Achen Shecholku, they were cholku adai to the hachi, that you shouldn't remove the chaloinis. As kum tuchais, over there, you have a schus to have a chaloin. As if you have a schus to have a chaloin, as then you don't need a chazaka to man hachokas nezakin, because tais is all to be yisaydai. The kadesh ala yafel is a tvi of hachokas nezakin, like it's a furish in the rush, it's giri delay. Aye, so why in the Mishnah does tais is hold you need a chazaka, like tais is andaf nintes? Because the Mishnah is not talking about a tzir of Akin Shecholku, it's talking about Tushchenim. As by Tushchenim, the Shachin could be ma'akiv on you from opening the Chaloyim v'chlal. As they would say, you don't have Tviya Sachokas Nezakin. As being that our Mishnah is talking about Shechenim and not by Akin, as a Mela, that's why Tosis holds in our Mishnah, you have to come on to a Chazakah. Ve'emes, Tais over there is Mefurish, even by Lamaila Midal Amis, where there's no Hezekriya. So we needed the Kreitz, that even by Lamaila Midal Amis, also you need a Chazaka to Mandar Chaka. But if you this Mahalachin, the reason why you need a Chazaka, it's actually Yashav, the Stirin Taisis, and the Diak in Rashi, why you need a Chazaka in the Mishnah by all the Tziurim.
Gemara Babasa Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis. The Mishnah starts on the bottom of Chav Beis Amid Aleph. The Mishnah says, Misha Yekois Loi Samach Lo Koisel Chaveiroi Lo Yismach Loi Koisel Acher Eleim Kein Herchik Mimenu Dalid Amis. As before in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to put one Koisel next to another Koisel unless you're Herchik Mimenu Dalid Amis. Is in the Gemara on Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara is Masbir, my time up, Daf Shedahocha Mali Lahasam. That if you're not going to put your koisel, people are going to walk on it. And the walking helps the koisel. It's Mechazik the Karka. Ashenke, now that you put a koisel there, as people won't be able to walk. As the Rishainim, the Rebbeinu Yoina, the Rajba and the Ran ask that, how do you have a schus to mend the other person for dafsha, meaning bishleim, when the person puts something down that's mazik you, as then you have a tfi on him, al tezikeni, don't put something that's mazik me. But over here, when he's building a koisel, he's not being mazik you. Just by putting the koisel there, he's preventing you from getting a te'eles that your koisel would have gotten if his koisel wouldn't be there. As how do you have a right? It's not a davra mazik bechlal. It's just preventing you from getting a te'eles. And it's his karka. He owns the karka that he's putting the koisel on. As why can't he put a koisel on his own karka? What right do you have to be minei him from putting a karka, which is just preventing you from having a tayalas? As the Rishayim say, vice to chais, we're talking about a tzir where you were koine the schus davsha on his karka. As what's the case that you were koine the schus davsha on his karka? As this kama ifanim in the Rishayim, one malach in the Rishayim is you were koine from the that. All these others belong to the melech, and first one person bought the karka from the melech and put it with a koisel. What's calling this is that he had a schus to have in the karka cheres the davsha. The ran is mechadish, even by his chia mehefker, automatically he's kind of the schus to have davsha in the karka svifa. That's a much bigger chiddush. In the first case, the in the first case, we'd all belong to the melech. As you could say, when he bought it from the melech, he bought a schus in the karka shesamach loy to use it for dapsha. But by hefka, you're not buying it from someone. Afilu hachi, the ran is mechadish. But when you get koinos, a schus in the koisel, as you koina the dalet amesfim of loy, being that it's nitzach for the koisel. And the third mahalach is the Rebbeinu Yoina. It's talking about where you made a chazaka, and I know you were kind of the schus to have the davsha. This is the mahalchum of the Rishayim. If you all these Rishayim, it comes out that the din of davsha is mishum schusim, that you have a schus, and it taka not a mazik. But dvarim atimim, and the Rashi, the Ritva, and the Hemshich of the Gemara, and davcha beis amid beis, when they talk about if that the Gemara says that Maider Reb Yosi Begiri Delay, as they handle all the Mishnayos before going to Liba de Reb Yosi, as they speak out by Davsha, you don't have to explain why Reb Yosi is Maider, because over there is Bechlal not Mishum Mazik, it's Mishum Schusim. It's being that it's Mishum Schusim, you know, it has nothing to do with Archokas Nezikin, so if other Reb Yosi is Maider. This is the Mahalach of the Rishayim. The Ksais, boys, that the Tesis is Cholik on the other Rishayim. And Tesis holds that Davsha is Mishum HaChokas Nizakim. The Ksais is in Simen Kuf Nun Hei, Siv Katan Vav. He buys it from the Taisis on Rabbeis Amir Aleph. Taisis on Rabbeis Amir Aleph is a question that Im Taima Le Rava Tivya Masel Vakam Hechi Samach Im Taima Le Rava Dama Bereish Pirkin Dasa Lismach Kama Hechi Samach Rava Sheet in Reish Pirkin is you're not allowed to bring a Mazik Samach L'Stecha Veroi. Even though the Davra Nizik is not here, being that later on he could make a Davra Nizik there, Azim Kane, how is the first person able to put his wall? And maybe the Shani later on is going to build a Kaisel. Tainu Dixais If it's not Mishum Harchokis Nezokin, what Shaychis does it have to the Machlaikis of Rava? Va'oid, you could also be Maisif. Hare, the first person, this person who put his Kaisel there, he didn't buy from the Melech. It was only the other person that bought from the Melech. Mechatesi, he bought from the Melech too. So why isn't he allowed to be Samach? As Lamaisin, the Rishonim themselves, and the Rabbeinu Yoina, and other Rishonim, Ataka Meduyik, that this Shail of Taisis is not Lefishi Tosam, like the Ksais points out. This is one Taisis. Another Taisis is in the Sugya of Unchabez Amibez, where Taisis brings down the Rach, that the Rach says all the Mishnayis before Agiri. Frektosis, aye, what are you going to do with Davsha? And Vitosis, Davsha is Giri. What's Tosis asking from Davsha? Aray, Lefi the other Rishayim, Davsha is not Mishum HaChokas Nezikin Bechlal. As Ravur and Tosis, that Davsha is also Mishum HaChokas Nezikin, not like the Rishayim. In fact, Tosis only mentions that we're talking about a Kenyan in the next year of the Mishnah by Marchikin es a koisel min hamaschelo, because you need a sulam over there. Taisa says it's talking about a kinyan. But Mashman, all the other tzirim, we're not talking about with kinyan. It's regular hachokas nezikin, like it's muchach in Taisa. Aye, what does Taisa do with the shayla of the Rishayim? That lechoira, you're not a mazik, you're just being manea him from getting revachim. Lechoira mavur in Taisa that. Even being my name from getting a revach, the hainu, if you went to put your kaisel here as now, people would be walking. As because you're putting your kaisel here, you're preventing people from walking and giving him that revach. That's also called a gvisera hezek. Doing something, preventing him from getting the tayelis that it was aimed to have. That's also called a gvisera hezek. Kimuvan and dine baba kama, does nishkin mazik. But we already saw that Dine Baba Basa is cholik from Dine Baba Kama. As klapi Dine Baba Basa, klapi Dine Harchokas Shcheinim. As that's enough to be called a hezek. Nasa shitis taisis, and ma'od yitachin, this machlekes taisis in the Rishonim is bedoimet to a different machlekes. We saw in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Beis, it says there's a chokah of a chaloin. As we saw the Rishonim learn, that which you have to be machik dalet ames mekinegdom kedei shelo yapel is only if you were kind of schus. Without being kind of the schus, there's no such tfiyah. Avetesis and Dav Zion learns that even if you're not kind of, as long as you have a schus to keep the chaloin, you could man kedei shelo yapel. As the other Rishonim, taina that, what do you mean? You're using Yenim's Chotzer that you should have a Revach of Or, but how do you have a right to Manim Bechlal that he has to give it to you? The other Rishayim say you only have it if you bought the Schus. But Taisus holds not that way. Taisus holds Midin Archokas Nezakin. Then Taisus holds any Shemesh which you use in Yenim's Kalka for your thing, and you're allowed to be Mishtamish Baifin Zeh. If he takes away that shemesh from you, that's called he's being mazik you. As in chaloinus, he's being mazik you by being mapel on you, or he is being mazik you by taking away the davsha. In both cases, you see a davar adoyma, that Tosis holds that the hezekim of Baba Basa are taking away from you things that are coming from him. It's still called that you're a mazik. This is the Knetch, we just... Over there, meaning there's two chedushim going on. Number one, he has a shem mazik. And number two, he has a right to use your sadeh to give him a revach in his field. You see both chedushim in Taisis. That he has a right to use your field, that he should have the revach of davsha, of or. And you see that he has so much of a right that if you take it away from him, you're called a mazik. It's two Bezunder Chedushim, but you see both Chedushim in Taisis. So this is the Sugya of Davsha. Now we're going to move over to the next Mishnah. Machikin es Asulam min Ashuvach, Kedesh Loitak B'Tzanemiyah. as Rashi says, that we're talking about where יש לזה שובך בחצר יסמך לקויסל שבין שתי חצרות וחברו בא להמד סולם בחצר יסל הקויסל אז ירחיקנו מן השובך ארבע אמס. We're talking about where the שובך is on a קויסל, and the halacha is when you put a סולם, you can't put the סולם next to the שובך. I mean, practically, that's the tzir void. It's dumya to the other tzirim in the Mishnah, which are all talking about hachakas by a koisel, as this is also a koisel. However, Rashi learns that what's the shir hachaka? The shir hachaka is only from the shuvach. And you have to be marchik the sulam, dalet ames min ha-shuvach, not from the koisel. Memes kain is the pashtei losh in the Mishnah, machikin es ha-sulam min ha-shuvach. This is yantif, on this Mishnah is mitzayin, that the Torah learns differently. The Torah learns that you have to be marchik dalet ames min ha-koisel. Tosfos Yonder brings the Prisha that explains the Torah. Now, what's the reason for the hachaka? Because when you put a sulam there, then a mere small animal climbs up the sulam, and then it goes and it's mazik the birds in the shuvach. Azok the Prisha, practically, even if you don't put the sulam right next to the shayvach, you put the sulam next to the kaisel still, the nemiya could go up the sulam, go on the kaisel, and go from the kaisel to the shuvach. As im kain, as you have to be marking it dalet ames min ha-kaisel, because if you're not going to be marking it dalet ames from the kaisel, the nemiya will still be able to get to the shayvach. As the shayla is, so why did Rashi learn not that way? I mean, the Metzias is klar, and Amiya could climb on the wall. Azog the Prisha, that Rashi holds that the in such a case, it wouldn't be called Giri Delay. Dainu, the Gemara is going to ask on the Mishnah, Le Matanan, the Loi Kirabiesi. The Gemara says it's Kirabiesi, Mishum Giri Delay. That might there be a giri delay that you're chayiv. As why is it giri delay? As the Gemara explains, that when he's putting down the thing, the sulam, as the miya is going to go straight to the shayvach. As zok the prisha, that's only when he's putting down the sulam right next to the shayvach. As then the miya goes straight from the sulam to the shayvach, it's called he did it. He would put it on next to the wall and not next to the shayvach. As im kain, then the it's not a direct hezek that's coming from him. First, the nemiya goes on the wall and then it goes to the shayvach. So that's not called giri delay. You could be meisef on the prisha sheinazach. As why does the Torah cholik? As l'chayra this machlekes is l'shitasam what pshat in giri delay is. Rashi learns giri delay means mazik b'yadayim and has to come straight from his hands, as it's only called direct and straight if right when he puts the sulam, it jumps from the sulam into the shayva. But if there's something in between the kaisel, that's not called direct and straight. But the Torah l'shitase that learns like the rach, the pshan in giri delay means that it's a shtaka chazeka miyad, it happens right away. As over here, it also, it happens right away. We say that it takes time for it to walk up. It does say smiyad. It's not from all the other chokas of lo yachbar that the rach says is called the shtaka chazeka miyad, even though it takes a couple of seconds also. Miyad means close by. As that's called close enough. As thus is the mahalach of the prisha, Midas Rashi. We meisiv in the prisha, and that's the beer of the machlekes, Rashi, and the Torah, how they learned giri delay, how you learned the tzir of the Mishnah. Meisiv, a little bit of a ara, as this is all good according to Shitas of Yasi, that you need giri. Of according to Rabbanon, the Rabbanon hold you don't need giri. As l'chayra, then even Rashi would be meided to the Torah, that the achokas and the kaisel, and not from the shuvach. As it comes out a little bit of a daichik, that the machlekes of Yesi and the Rabbanon is a machlekes what pshat in the Mishnah, what the achok is, lefi Rashi. Then lefi Reb Yesi, yemachik the sulam from the shayvach. And lefi the Rabbanon, yemachik the shayvach from the kaisel. A bissel of deichik. The Gemara just says maybe the Mishnah is Rabbanan. It's like the Mishnah is a filler of Yais. It's not Mashman. The Gemara, there's a nafkamino ladino. A little bit of a ara on Rashi. That's the beer of what the gedder, what the oifin, what the harchok is. The harchok from the koisel, or is the harchok from the sulam? Now let's go to the Gemara. The Gemara is lema masnisan the loyki Reb Yosi, the ir Reb Yosi hamezeh choife b'teich shaloi, v'zenoteach b'teich shaloi. As over here, there's a famous machlokes Rashi and the Rach in the beer of the Shaila. Rashi learns that tuva mili ikam masnisan the vade lav Reb Yosi, eva lema avzu the sulam v'shuloch the loyki Reb Yosi. There's a digduk in Rashi, tuva mili, mashma, there are some that Rabbi Yosi is maida. The Rishonim explained, because the Gemara in Yud Zayin Amud Beis says that the first mission of Bar, Rabbi Yosi is maida, mishum it's kol mara mara, the chofra, it's a mazik, as a mela, Rabbi Yosi is maida. As kum to chois, there is a mishnah that the Gemara already said Rabbi Yosi is maida, but Rashi means the other tsurim. That it's not like Rav Yosi. Zei bezei, freg the Rishonim on Rashi, is why is the Mishnah only saying it over here? Le mas nisan deloike Rav Yosi. It's said on the other Mishnayis also, as Mazvi Leran, the other Rishonim, that the other Mishnayis, the Gemara knew, Lamais is not like Rav Yosi. The reason why the Mishnah said over here, the Gemara says over here, Lema Snisan like Rav Yosi, is because the Gemara knew that over here you could answer it like Rav Yosi. Askilu the Shaila was al shema tshuva lema masnisan deloike Reb Yosi, or maybe you could say over here Reb Yosi is maida like the Gemara is going to say because it's still called giri dile. Tosef shitas Rashi, the Rach is cholek, and the Rach learns that from the fact the Gemara asked it, he has mashma that all the other mishnayos are also going according to Reb Yosi, that Reb Yosi agrees. As kodem kol, you could say a shena zach. The Be'emes Tosis has a different girsa than Rashi. Rashi's girsa is Lema Masnisan Deloi Kirb Yosi. As you could say, the Gemara is only asking on our Mishnah, like Rashi says. But Tosis asks, girsa is Lema Tnan Stoma Deloi Kirb Yosi. How could it be there's a Stam Mishnah Deloi Kirb Yosi? Oh, if that's the Shaila. As that's Mashma, there wasn't a Stam Mishnah Deloi Kirb Yosi until now. As Gersis Taisis is mashma more like the Rach, that all the other Mishnayis are like Rav Yosi. What's the beer of this machlokes Rashi and the Rach? As it's varim pshutim, it's totally how they learn what giri delay is. Meaning Rashi learns that giri delay is a mais of yadayim, as Hashem will see. As in all the other Mishnayis, it's not called a mais of yadayim. Of the Rach L'shitase that learns that Giri means Ishtakach Hezeka Miyad. Mishaita Ishtakach Hezeka. As then you could learn the Mishnayas are all Giri. Memes Kaches Meduyik in Taisis. The Rach says, Medekamach Itfei Lema Deloi Kirib Yesi, Veloi Kama Mishnayas Delel, Mashman de Kuli Isa Kirib Yesi, Vahavi Kula Giri Delei, Deme Hishaita Mishtakach Hezeka. I mean, the Rach is explaining over here what Giri Delay is to explain his Shita. I mean, Lefi Shita is Rashi and Giri Delay. As a Vada, you can't say the other Mishnayos are Giri. As a Mel, the Rach has to be Machadish and Nupshan and Giri Delay. As then you could say all the Mishnayos are Giri Delay also. Dave. Thus is the beer, the Machlokes Rashi. And the Rach, what's the beer? The Shaila Le Masnisan Deloi Kirib Yosi. Rashi learns that other Mishnayos are also like Kirib Yosi. And the Rach learns other Mishnayos are all Kirib Yosi, only over here not. And that's the grace of Shini. And what Giri is to see in the Rishonim. Kilu, how you learn Giri, Lefi the Rach, you have to say everything else is Giri. So you have to learn in Nupshatting what Giri is. Zog the Gemara, my dear Reb Yosi, be Giri today, the Gracious side. And over here is also called Giri. as what's the pshat in Giri? What's the mile of Giri that your BIC is Maida? As Rashi over here says a little bit, Rashi in two other places is more lahedya. Rashi on Chafei Amid Beis later on, and Rashi in Bamitzia Daf Kuf Yud Ches. Rashi says the knetch is that it's called a Maisa Mazik Biyadayim. And Moider Rav Yosi Begiri Delay means that by a Maisa Mazik Biyadayim, Rav Yosi is Moider that there's no heter. As you could be masbir Rashi, that what's the word? The word is that the heter of Oisa B'tayr Shaloi is that you could be Mishtamish B'tayr Shaloi. As when you're doing a Maisa Shimash B'tayr Shaloi, there's a heter, like Reb Chaim is masbir. You're not doing a Maisa Mazik, you're doing a Maisa Shimash B'tayr Shaloi. As the Torah gave Rishus to do Shimush B'tayr Shaloi, Agam Hezek comes out afterwards. But Moedir Rav Yosi Begiri Delay is the Pshat, it's not a Maisa Shtamshus. It's a Maisa Mazik. What upteaches it a Maisa Mazik, being that he's doing it B'yadayim, that upteaches it as a Maisa Mazik. As being that it's a Maisa Mazik, on a Maisa Mazik, it wasn't given the heter of Oisa B'tayr Shaloi. Shani Yediya in the Rimel Nil, in Bam Mitzia, in Kufiot Ches, is a Gavaldige Chiddush. That even when you're doing Ishtamshus, but Lu Yiyya, you do it with a Kavana to be Hazik, as then even Rabbi Yosi is Moida, that there's no Heter of Oisa B'tayr Shaloi. I know the Rimel Nil is Al Derech Rashi, that the Heter is only when it's not a Maisa Mazik, the Heter is on Ishtamshus. The Rimel Nil is Mechadish Nocha Knech, that if you do Ishtamshus and your Kavana is to be Mazik and not to be Mishtamish, as that's not called you being mishtamish, that's called you doing a maisa mazik biyadayim. A maisa mazik biyadayim is then, Rabbi Yosi holds it's still that there's no heter of Torah Shaloi. Oh. As thus is Shitas Rashi in Giri Delay. The Rach says a different hagdar in Giri. The Rach says, Bahavi Kula Giri Delay, the Rach is born and does his Divri Amasa Lematnan, the Mahishaita Mishtaka Chizeka, that the Hezek happens miyad. Break the Piski, I read on the Rach, and the Tzir of Gefes, the Hezek doesn't happen miyad. It takes time for the Gefes to heat up until it's Mazik. As how could you say all the Mishtayas are Giri? Over there, it takes time for the Hezek to happen. As what is Taisus sold? Oh, as there's a little bit of Nakuda in Taisus. Yesh Lodin Velidin. In order to learn Taisus, first we're going to see the other Rishonim, and then we'll come back to see what Pshat in Taisus is. The Ramban and the Ran, Kinira, were bothered with this Shaila from Gefes. As they say, there's two Hagdaras in Giri. There's one Hagdar in Giri, which is Ishtaka Chizeka Miyad, like the Tzira over here by Nemiah. That when you put the sulam and the nemiah is going to be mazik miyad, then it's giri. But they say over there by Gefes, even if it's not ishtake chizeka miyad, but being that you put down a mazik, where the mazik is mazik bim koimoi, the Gefes is going to be mazik from where it is, that's also called giri. As l'choyer the kavane is, they're saying that there's two different hagdaras of what giri is. One is ishtake chizeka miyad, and one is if it's mazik bim kaimai. But if you look well in the Ran is mavur that it's not two different hagdaras of what giri is. The lashon in the Ran is that when it's mazik bim kaimai, ein lecha maisa biyadayim gdeila mizu. Thus is the Gresta Hagdara of Maisa B'yadayim, that it could be called Giri. As Koidim Kol, you see in the Ran, that the word of the Rach is Al Derech Rashi. That he's learning that the Mile of Giri is, it's a Maisa B'yadayim. Now what is the Rach doing? The Rach is being Marchiv the Hagdara of Maisa B'yadayim. Rashi learns Maisa B'yadayim is only literally when it's a Maisa B'yadayim. When it's not literally a Maisa B'yadayim, as then it's not called giri. And Taisis is being marked that there are other ways of making something ki'ilu, it's a maisa biyadayim. Number one, ishtaka chizeka miyad, by the sulam. Well, over here, the sulam is not the mazik. The namir goes on the sulam and is mazik. But if it's miyad, that makes it into a maisa biyadayim. Number two, when you put down the chvatzim, and you put down a davra mazik, which is a mazik bim kaimai, as then it's called that it's another way of making a maisa biyadayim. As Rashi learned, giri milashin chetz, the Ritva points this out, it's kilu, you're shooting the chetz. As when you're shooting the chetz, that's a maisa biyadayim. And the Rashi in the Rishonim, the Ramban learns that you don't have to shoot the chetz. You put down the chetz in an oifen where the chetz is going to be mazik. That's ki'ilu you did the maisa hezik biyadayim. So thus is the mahalach of the Ramban and the Ran b'das harach to answer the shaila of Yefes. The shaila is could you learn that way in Taisis? Taisis says ishtaka chazeka miyad. Taisis doesn't say more than that. As in the Rush, there's a gavaldik gilui that way. In the Rush, on Chafayami Beis, he's speaking about a Gemara, the Nacha Gemara, where the Gemara says the klal's moider Rabbi Yosi begiri delay, as he brings down the words of the Rach, that it's only by Ishtaka Chazeka Miyad, and it's not Ishtaka Chazeka Miyad, like Svayim, that take time to grow, as then it's not giri. However, the Rush over here in our sugya, when he brings down the Rach, he says like the Rishonim, it's Taliv, it's a Dava, which is Mazik Bim Kaimai. As L'chayra, we would have thought, it's two different Hagdaris, it's two different Gedarim and Giri. But Vaistachais in the Rush, you see that, no. Shneim Yisoidan Echad, it's one Yisoid. Nahinu, the Gedar Hadvarim is that because it's mazik miyad, and because you put down a davar mazik, that upteiches that you're doing a maisa biyadayim. As you could learn, even in the rach, you could learn that, even if the knech is ishtaka chazeka miyad, you could learn that there's another oifen of being magdered as giri. As if you would learn toisis ba'oifen zeh, as that would be a way of being miyashiv the shayla of the piski harid. The other way, Taisis Lamaisa doesn't be madgish this knech of mazik bim kaimai. As if she would say the Taisis would hold gefes, that miyah doesn't have to be right away. That's also enough to be called ishtaka chaseka. Tafish lodan velidain. In the Rush, you see al derech the other Rishonim, that the gedder of giri is also al derech Rashi of ishtaka chazek of a maisa biyadayim. The maisa in the Rishonim is an interesting machlokes on yitzayin amid beis yud chesam and aleph. What happens if it's less lenizik? Could you say that it's giri? As the Ran says over there, that it's still called giri because it's a mazik bim kaimai. The Muki Yosef says not that way, because it's not ishtaka chazeka miyad. As l'chayr over here, we see taka shino in the Rishonim makes a difference in the nusach. I mean, the nusach of how you're explaining the rach and machlekes ledino. The Ran l'shitasei that learns the word is when you put a dava which is mazik bim kaimai, that's a mazik biyadayim, as he holds. In this seer, you don't need a shtaka chazeka miyad, like it's mefurish in the Ran by us, that there's two hagdaras in the Rach. Number one is shtaka chazeka miyad, and that's only by sulam, by gefes, you don't need a shtaka chazeka miyad. In Muki Yosef, l'chayr, you see that he's learning that gefes is called the shtaka chazeka miyad. Mamela, if the Dovra Nizik is not there, that's not called the Shtaka Chazeka Miyad. As L'chayin, the Muki Yosef would advise that there's another way of learning by Gefes, that it's not being Saimecha Dovra Mazik, but Shtaka Chazeka Miyad. That's the Pashtus, what you would say, Riki Vega Red Zichtuch, that even in the Rach, there's a Machlekes Rishonim, how to learn Giri. However, you could be miyashev that the Muki Yosef is al derech the Ran, just the Muki Yosef holds that being that the Dover HaNizik is not there, as therefore it's not called a Dover HaMazik, it's not called a Mazik. When you maimed a Mazik, thus is a Maisa B'yadayim, but if the Dover HaNizik is not there, that's not called a Dover HaMazik. Thus is the Klalim of Giri. One more Knech. The Sages the Knech in the Gemara. Gemara asks, Vagramahu. As how could you say that it's Giri, it's Gramahu? As the Rimagash, I'm sorry, the Rabbeinu Yaina, the Rabbeinu Gershom, and the Ritva learned that this Shaila of Gramahu is a Shaila on the Teretz. We just said it's Giri. If it's Gramahu, it can't be Giri. Befrat, we just saw in all the Rishonim, Nagdar of Giri is Maisa B'Yadayim. As Frag the Gemara of Gramahu, it's not a Maisa B'Yadayim. As it's not Giri. However, the Rimagash learns that the Shail of the Gemara is even according to the Rabbanon. As in this Rimagash, you see a Gracie Yisoid and Baba Basra, that even according to the Rabbanon, you only chayiv, you only have a din archokas nezok, and if you're a mazik, all the chokas of Baba Basra, you have to be a mazik too. As the Gemara is asking, even according to Rabbanan, it's a grammar, it's mutter. As lefi the Rimagash, that even Rabbanan hold, that you're a mazik in Dine Baba Kama, as im kain, so what's moide Reb Yesi begiri delay? Meaning bishleim, according to Rabbeinu Yaine, to Rabbeinu Gershom, according to Rabbanan, you aren't a mazik. Reb Yesi's machadish giri delay, you're a mazik. Like we saw, it's a Maisa Mazik B'Yadayim. Of according to Rimagash, that the Rimagash learns, even according to Rabbanan, there's only a Din HaChoka if it's a Grama Osir, if you're a Mazik, as what's the Mile of Giri Delay? This would be a Remez, like the Yad Ramah learns on Chofeyam and Beis, a different Pshat and Giri Delay. That the Pshat and Giri Delay is the whole Het is when you're Oysa B'Tar Shaloi. But when it's Giri Delay, as it's ki'ilu ye'oise b'tar shel chaveroi, as being that it's one long ma'ase b'yadayim, as it's ki'ilu ye'oise b'tar shel chaveroi, if it's not your ma'ase, as then ye'oise b'tar sheloi, memela, something happens later on, it goes into your chavis rishus. But if it's giri delay, it's called your ma'ase, as your ma'ase continues, calls man, until it goes into the chavis rishus, as kum t'chais ye'oise b'tar shel chaveroi, as the whole letter of Yaisi is only by Yaisi B'Tech Shaloi, by Yaisi B'Tech Shal Chaveiro, there's no letter. As come to Chais with Nocha Mahalech, and why Moider of Yaisi by Giri Delay, Geboit from the Rimagash and Mefurish in the Yad Ramah later on, and Daf Chofei Amid Beis.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.